The Iceman cometh again.
Yes.
Well, my mother talked about ice boxes.
Right.
Literally, the guy would come with a block of ice.
That's right. Yeah. Well, there are many ways that people did things, you know, decades ago that our parents and grandparents did that that are worth reviving. We've become so dependent on all of these electronic gadgets, and I say that as one who's probably as dependent as anyone on my computer for writing, for getting information from around the world, and so on. And yet I know full well that even no matter how useful and helpful this device is for me, that its days may be numbered.
No, don't tell me that.
Sorry to break it to you, Kelly.
No, seriously, there have got to be some choices made when we have to ration our energy more carefully as to what we do want to keep and what is going to fall by the wayside. So maybe agriculture does need to be local, and we don't get kiwis from New Zealand. But I don't want to give up being able to email someone from New Zealand.
Right, right. Well, I agree with you totally, and I think it's possible we could have the kind of world you're envisioning. But it will take some strategizing. Computers, you know, are not only dependent on electricity, which again mostly comes from coal these days, but also they're mostly made from plastics. So I suppose if we could find a way of making our computers out of hemp.
Ceramics. I keep saying I can't quite picture a ceramic computer, but maybe I have to.
Yeah, well, it's worth some research dollars, I suppose.
Well, then there's another issue right there. Who makes the choices and how?
Yeah, that's really a huge question. And it's not a question that we can address intelligently until people have the information. Right now, virtually the entire public is being kept in the dark about this issue. We're still being told, oh, we have, you know, 50 years before we even have to think about energy shortages. And that's simply not true. The information is there if you want to look for it. We do live in a society that where there's very little overt censorship. But instead of the censorship being overt, there's a kind of skewing of the public's attention in directions that are, for the most part, frivolous. Of course, there are many people in advertising and public relations corporations who are paid huge salaries to make sure that this happens, and politicians the same way. It's really in no one's interest, in no one's economic interest, short-term interest, to convey this information about our energy future, and that's why it's not being conveyed. But until it is, there's no way that we can intelligently strategize together in some kind of democratic fashion. So on one hand, you have the problem just of the information getting out, and then on the other hand, of course, you have the democratic decision-making procedures, which unfortunately right now, in this country at least, are falling on very hard times for a number of reasons. So, yeah, it's...
And then you have the vested interests, like the folks at the James A. Baker III
right.
Institute for Public Policy, who have all their eggs in the current basket.
Yes.
I wonder if they care about their kids. It's just really strange. I don't know. Now, I'm hearing a theory from someone I will talk to months hence, who says that on the global level, high energy prices actually leads to economic growth. I'm not sure I understand that yet.
Right, and that's a pretty controversial idea. I think I know who you're referring to. He's an economist in Australia. I can't think of his name right now. I've read some of what he has to say about that. And I think in some situations he may be right. Whether that's true in all situations and over the longer term, I'm deeply skeptical. Economically, energy is the capacity to do work. If you talk to a physicist, that's how he or she will define the word energy, the capacity to do work. So if there's less energy available in an economy, less work will get done. That's the bottom line. And with less work getting done, there's less of goods and services to go around. So if in some instances that translates into temporary economic growth or certain kinds of economic growth, that may happen. But over the long term, I see the energy decline as having pretty dire economic implications.